Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Every Good Deed is a Charity. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has commanded His slaves to perform righteous deeds and has decreed for them the reward of charity therein. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the Uniquely One, who has no partners in His oneness. And I testify that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. Verily Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullah innallaha khabirum bima ta'malun. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forward for tomorrow, and have taqwa of Allah. Indeed, Allah is well acquainted with what you do. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam clarified for us that charity is not to be limited to the giving of one's wealth alone, but is also to be found in the performance of righteous deeds and the saying of good words or righteous words. For he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Kullu ma'roofin sadaqah. Every good thing or every good deed is a charity. So the believers are those who take the means to ensure that their lives are full of charity. And this includes the small steps that they take in proceeding towards the mosque or the masajid. For every step therein is a way of ascending in the rank of those who give charity. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa kullu khutwatin tamshiha ila salati sadaqah." And every step that you take towards the prayer is a charity. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the reward of charity can be multiplied manifold when a person busies themselves with what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called baqiyatu salihat, the enduring righteous deeds. And these are that a person say, inna bi kulli tasbihatin sadaqa, that in every form of glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is a type of charity. Wa kulli takbiratin sadaqa, and in every way of uttering the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is a charity. Wa kulli tahmidatin sadaqa, and in every utterance of alhamdulillah or praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is a charity. Wa kullu tahleelatin sadaqa, and in every utterance of affirming the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship by saying la ilaha illallah, there is sadaqa. So these forms of dhikr, these forms of a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are forms of charity. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alluded to how goodly words, kind and soft, and words of truth when spoken are also charity. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu kalimatin tayyibatin sadaqa," that every good pure word is a charity. Even when people do not say good words but have goodly demeanors, such as smiling in the face of someone they meet, then this too, by the attestation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a charity. For he said, "Tabassumuka fi wajhi akhik laka sadaqa." He said, to smile in the face of your brother is a charity. Brothers and sisters, from the greatest of means by which a person attains unto the reward of giving charity is being of assistance and supporting others in the affairs of their lives, and being of those who fulfill their needs, aiding them in whatever they may be unable to do for themselves. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَعَوْنُ الرَّجُلِ أَخَاهُ صَدَقَةً, that a man's helping his brother in whatsoever he needs help in is a charity. So, brothers and sisters, we find that in these various forms, that the means for us to give charity are many. That's why the Prophet ﷺ emphasized things like showing compassion for the weak, consoling the needy, providing relief from anguish to those who are distressed, giving assistance to the distraught. All of these things would come under the categories of charity. As he alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَيُعِينُ ذَا الْحَاجَةِ الْمَحْلُوفِ فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ صَدَقَةً, that a person should help one who is in need and distressed, for that would be charity on their behalf. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us from those who give charity and those who multiply their deeds by the weight of charity. And that's why not just doing good, but removing harm is also a means of charity. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَطُمِيتُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ صَدَقًا, to remove harmful objects from the path is a charity. And in alluding to the weight of all of these forms of charity, in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, after delineating many different types of charity, he then said, وَيُجْزِئُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ رَكَعَتَانِ يَرْكَعْهُمَا مِنَ الضُّحَى, and two rak'at, which one prays for the duha prayer, then this is the likes of all of those different types of charity. And so, not just charity in our deeds, not just charity in our words, not just charity in our remembrance, but charity can be attained as a reward by these aspects of devotion and these aspects of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people. Indeed, this is a great reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَدِّقَاتِ وَأَقْرَضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Indeed, the men who practice charity and the women who practice charity and those who have loaned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a goodly loan, they will find it multiplied for them, whatever they've put forward, and they will have therein a noble reward. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from these people and those people who have a great rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by dedicating their lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making their lives therein itself a testimony of charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.